January 14, The Daily Stoic. Cut the strings that pull your mind. Understand at last that you have something in you more powerful and divine than what causes the bodily passions and pulls you like a mere puppet. What thoughts now occupy your mind? Is it not fear, suspicion, desire, or something like that? Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 12.19. Think of all the interests vying for a share of your wallet or for a second of your attention. Food scientists are engineering products to exploit your taste buds. Silicon Valley engineers are designing applications as addictive as gambling. The media is manufacturing stories to provoke outrage and anger. These are just a small slice of the temptations and forces acting on us, distracting us and pulling us away from the things that truly matter. Marcus, thankfully, was not exposed to this extreme part of our modern culture. But he knew plenty of distracting sinkholes too. Gossip, the endless call of work, as well as fear, suspicion, lust. Every human being is pulled by these internal and external forces that are increasingly more powerful and harder to resist. Philosophy is simply asking us to pay careful attention and to strive to be more than a pawn. As Viktor Frankl puts it in The Will to Meaning, man is pushed by drives but pulled by values. These values and inner awareness prevent us from being puppets. Here, paying attention requires work and awareness. But isn't that better than being jerked around about on a string or a sound? A Year with C.S. Lewis. Blurry visions of God. When you come to knowing God, the initiative lies on His side. If He does not show Himself, nothing you can do will enable you to find Him. And in fact, He shows much more of Himself to some people than others. Not because He has favorites, but because it is impossible for Him to show Himself to a man whose whole mind and character are in the wrong condition. Just as sunlight, though it has no favorites, cannot be reflected in a dusty mirror as clearly as in a clean one. You can put this another way by saying that while in other sciences, the instruments you use are things external to yourself, things like microscopes and telescopes, the instruments through which you see God is your whole self. And if a man's self is not kept clean and bright, his glimpse of God will be blurred, like the moon seen through a dirty telescope. That is why horrible nations have horrible religions. They have been looking at God through a dirty lens. And this is from Mere Christianity. 1946, The Great Divorce is published by Geoffrey Bless, the Century Press, London. Jesus calling. Let Him bless you with His grace and peace. Open your heart and mind to receive all that He has for you. Do not be ashamed of your emptiness. Instead, view it as an optimal condition for being filled with His peace. It is easy to touch up your outward appearance, to look as if you have it all together. Your attempts to look good can fool most people. But He sees straight through you into the depths of your being. There is no place for pretense in your relationship with Him. Rejoice in the relief of being fully understood. Talk with Him about your struggles and feelings of inadequacy. Little by little, He will transform your weakness into strengths. Remember that your relationship with Him is saturated in grace. Therefore, nothing that you do or don't do can separate you from his presence. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." 1 Samuel 16:7. "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 8:38 and 39.